ABC News.
Andrew Kaloupis with the latest. There's been a mixed reaction to the Victorian government's phased roadmap out of stage 4 coronavirus lockdown. Retailers say it's devastating they won't be able to reopen until at least the 26th of October. But the Australian Medical Association says the gradual easing of the restrictions is appropriate. The stage 4 restrictions for Metro Melbourne have been extended for a fortnight. The Prime Minister says Victoria's decision to extend the lockdown by 2 weeks is hard and crushing. Scott Morrison says it's vitally important to reopen the economy and reasonably restore the liberties of all Australians. He says the continued restrictions will have a further impact on the Victorian and national economies in job losses and loss of livelihoods, as well as impacting on mental health. Mr. Morrison says the most effective means of reducing community transmission is an effective testing, tracing and quarantine system. The federal government has finalised a deal with pharmaceutical companies to ensure Australians have access to a COVID-19 vaccine if the trials are successful. Here's political reporter Stephanie Boris.
Under an agreement worth $1.7 billion, most of the vaccine doses will be manufactured in Melbourne. The federal government signed the supply and production deal with the University of Oxford and AstraZeneca, as well as the University of Queensland and CSL. If the trials are successful, more than 84 million vaccine doses will be made. Each person will be required to have an initial injection and then a booster. The vaccine will first be offered to vulnerable people and frontline healthcare workers and could be ready by January. Any excess doses will be donated or sold to other countries.
At least 100 people have been arrested as anti-government protesters take to the streets of Belarus for a fifth straight weekend. Hundreds of thousands are in the capital Minsk once again, calling for the removal of longtime President Alexander Lukashenko following last month's disputed election. Security forces have deployed water cannon and blocked off parts of the capital with barriers and razor wire. Mr. Lukashenko claims he won the election with 80% of the vote, but his opponents say the poll was rigged. ABC News.